Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. The East Abbotville Church of Christ will be assembling this evening at 7 for a period of Bible study. We urge you to come, bring only your Bibles, and visit with us. If you're completely incapable to attend, log on to eastabbotville.org, and there you can see and hear the services, as well as on the church's YouTube channel and the church's Facebook page. Keep these things in mind this evening at 7. Yesterday we began a study of why where we assemble matters. And we talked about how that truly we live in a religiously pluralistic society, that we have been tolerated plurality, and now we have embraced plurality. And at the same time, we see, as our country has learned about Eastern religions, their concepts and their ideas are becoming more tolerated. And with that toleration will also come acceptance. So is this the way it is? Even though it is, but the question is this the way it should be? And so we said we wanted to answer some questions. Does it really matter if we assemble with others for religious purposes? Do the differences between churches really make a difference? Or why can't we just go to the church of our choice? And isn't what I need from the church service the most important thing? So we said we would examine these matters and see whether it does make matter where we assemble. So we began by looking at the question of whether assembling itself is necessary. And we saw in Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 26, that yes, God commands us to assemble. We're not to forsake the assembling, even though it was the manner of some 2,000 years ago to do that very thing. Well, that attitude is still around us today. And we also saw in those verses the reason, and that is to encourage and to be encouraged. We saw also in 1 Corinthians 14 that we are to come together, that we are to assemble, and the chief outcome of those assemblies is for edification. Then we looked at the question of are all churches the same? And we talked about how that the belief system of many churches is actually the idea of, well, we'll just agree to disagree. And that's where most in the religious world are today. But we looked at Ephesians 4 and saw that there is one faith, there is one body. And Colossians 1 and 18 says that the body of Christ is the church. And in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, the church is to be the pillar and the ground of the truth. And so to be the church that we must understand that the Lord would have us to be, the one that the Lord will accept, we're going to have to recognize it's going to be those that do the will of the Father. And we read from Matthew 7 what Jesus said in verses 21 through 23. We closed our study yesterday with the statement, let us strive to be such a church, the church that is willing to do the will of the Father. So as we pick up at our study, we ask the question, do we go or are we to go to the church of your choice? You know, if you have spent much time at all on our interstate system, you surely have been behind one of those semi-trucks with a sign on the back exhorting you to, quote, go to the church of your choice. First of all, these signs are so written as not to offend anyone. The sentiment is the desire for people to have some religion. I understand that. But such signs represent the attitude of nearly everybody today. Modern America has seen the popularization of a, for the lack of a better term, a cafeteria-style Christianity. You know, you can go and shop around for churches, looking for a church like you look for a car, and try to find the one that feels best. And more often than not, the preferences are more about how entertaining the worship happens to be, or how good the youth programs are, or how big it is, and less about its stand for the truth and for what God has to say. Should we be going to the church of our choice? You know, as we have already seen, God has standards for churches which He recognizes. Religion should be less about what man wants and more about what God wants. In John 4, beginning with verse 24, "Our Father worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." You see, God seeks men to worship Him in spirit and truth. In the end, the true criteria ought to be whether we are going to the church of God's choice. We should be seeking to associate with Christians who will help us to walk in the light as God is in the light. We should be seeking to assemble and associate with Christians who accept and love God's truth as we accept and love God's truth. See, the focus is not to be on ourselves, but on God. So let us strive to focus on what God considers important and desirable, and associate with God's choice of church. But then there's the matter of, what do I get out of it? You know, an extremely prevalent attitude in the religious world today is, what do I get out of it? What's in it for me? You know, more often than not, the question more often asked is, what can the church do for me? You know, many times Christians will seek to leave one congregation and go to another because they're, as they say, not getting anything out of their congregation. Well, is this the type of attitude that God seeks from His people? While it is our desire to be saved that leads us to God and to His church, and while perhaps at the start we give more consideration to our own needs, is that the way that we should remain? In 1 Corinthians 10, it's in verse 24, "Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being." In Romans 15, in verse 1, "We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves." In Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, "Therefore, if there is any consideration, I'm sorry, and if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not out only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others." You see, a highly important concept of Christianity is the need to no longer seek your own desire, but to work for the betterment of others. It certainly takes maturity to have this attitude. I realize that. and to grow into that attitude. You know, many, however, never reach that point of maturity, and many never even seek it. For years and years, even for entire lives, some always seek what they want. They always have complaints about the way things are going, but don't do much, if anything, to help to make it better. Many times, such people will leave congregations acting as if the problem was within the congregation when, in reality, the problem is them. So the question ought not to be, what can the church do for me, as much as, what can I do for the church? The servant, not the complainer, will find happiness in the assembly. Those that seek to build others up will receive encouragement themselves. Why? Because they have the right attitude. They have the proper mindset. While there are many legitimate reasons that cause people to leave congregations, it's sad that far too often those that need the most encouragement and the maturity are the ones that leave. So let us strive to grow in the faith and to be good servants to the Lord and to one another. So why where we assemble matters? I think we have seen then in yesterday's lesson and today's that many of the ideas that are prevalent in our society and in the religious world today are not what they ought to be. It certainly does matter where you assemble. If you assemble with a group of people who love the Lord and love one another and are doing the things that are pleasing in His sight, you can build up as you are built up, and you can work as a part of God's kingdom and receive your reward. If you assemble with other groups who do not hold to God's truth or whose focuses are not God's focus, then you certainly run the risk of losing your own soul and or becoming disillusioned with religion. God should be the one who directs us in our lives. And in the humility of obedient faith, we ought to strive to please Him in all things. And that includes where we choose to assemble. Yet, if our only focus is ourselves, what we want, what we or where we want to go, believe what we want to believe, then we're not going to be able to please God, but we'll only be pleasing ourselves in this world. When we assemble, let us choose the church of God's choice, and we can grow in the faith and seek the good of others, knowing that we are pleasing to God, and in the end, we will be saved eternally. It's so important that we understand worship is not about us. Worship is about God. God seeks us to worship Him. God doesn't need our worship. God doesn't need anything from us. He's our Creator. Everything that we need, we have to depend upon Him. He doesn't depend upon us. He is the Creator. He is the sustainer of the universe, of the earth that we live on. He is the one who sustains our being. Remember, He sends the rain upon the just and the unjust. He causes the sun to shine upon the just and the unjust. God's material blessings are without partiality. Sinner or saint, we receive bountiful blessings in this world. But there are blessings that are far beyond the temporal, the temporary, and that is the spiritual. And those blessings we can only have when we conform to do His will. Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. And it's until tomorrow that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.